And welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. Carwin, welcome to the show.
Man, welcome. Welcome to me. Welcome, appreciate you having me on. No, I had a nice meal earlier. I'm full, got some energy, and I'm ready to get going on these predictions.
Gotcha. What did you eat?
I just had America's Best Wings. It's, I got the big box, lemon pepper wings and fries. So, and then I came home and ate some mochis.
Sounds like something I'll have tomorrow. Some wings and fries
for football. Ooh, yeah. And some mochis.
I don't know about that. I don't even know what those are.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, man. But we're in week 11 now. The Arizona Cardinals played Seattle. The Seahawks won 28-21. I had the Cardinals winning this game. What about you?
Wait, say that again?
I had the Cardinals and the Seahawks, but the Seahawks won. Who did you have winning that game?
Oh, yeah. I had the Cardinals winning that game, too, just based off the streak of bad games that Seattle has had based off the turnovers and Russell's play kind of taking a dip. I just expected the Cardinals to take the momentum from that Hail Mary last game and come into here and kind of, you know, really get going and battle out to the end. And I mean, I'm sure I had a feeling it was going to be close, but I definitely thought that Arizona was going to come up with the win, especially with Seattle's lack of defense.
Yeah, me too. It looks like Seattle, they might be coming along defensively. They didn't give up that much to the Rams last week. What, they give up 23? To the Rams last time?
Mm-hmm.
Last week? And they gave up 21. So I guess the defense is steadily improving. And, like, you know, the final play on defense was a Carlos Dunlap sack. So a guy that they acquired at the deadline who's actually looking really good for them, actually.
Right. With the, you know, with the trade they make and the getting Jamal Adams back in the lineup, I guess it's really making that defense come into sync.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's get on with these games that haven't been played yet. The Baltimore Ravens are in a playoff rematch with the Tennessee Titans. Last time these two teams played was in January of this year in the playoffs. Final score was 28-12. Ryan Tannehill only had 88 passing yards in that game. He had two passing touchdowns. Derrick Henry had 30 carries for 195 yards. Lamar Jackson was 31 for 59, the most he's ever thrown in a game. For 365 yards, also the most he's ever, for a touchdown and two interceptions. Lamar Jackson also had 20 carries for 143 yards. Marquise Brown showed out, though. Seven catches, 126 yards. That soldier was there that day. But
that was probably the biggest moment of his career.
Yeah, but in his debut, though, he had like 100 yards and two touchdowns against Miami. Both of those were in, like, the first quarter.
Yeah, I was just saying, I remember that. I was just saying, since this was in the playoff stage.
He had that big catch in, like, the end of the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, 20 seconds left. Yeah, but we couldn't score a touchdown that drive. I was mad.
Yeah.
We had to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an awful game. But these two teams are playing each other again. Jadeveon Clowney will not be playing in this game as he's on IR with a knee injury. But I got the Tennessee. I hate to say it, but I had the Tennessee Titans winning this game again. I just don't like how the Ravens are looking on offense and defense. And then Calais Campbell, you know, and Brandon Williams aren't going to play. Your run stoppers. You know, there's a reason why they got Campbell, was to stop guys like Derrick Henry. If those guys aren't there, you know, Derrick Henry's going to feast. You know, he had 195 yards the last time these two teams played. Henry, he hasn't been the most dominant recently, but, like, he can go for 100 and a couple touchdowns anytime he wants. So, give me the Titans in this game. Give me 27-23.
Yeah, I got to agree with you in there with the Titans. the Ravens offense just hasn't been what we're accustomed to seeing based off of last year. And the Titans are going to be hungry coming off of that bad loss against the Colts. So I expect the Titans to get back on track running the ball and getting some deep balls to A.J. Brown. And I think the Ravens aren't going to make it, you know, that easy on them, of course. At the end of the day, you know, it's still Lamar and John Harbaugh, who is known for coaching his players pretty well. So I don't think we're going to see any sort of blowout here. I just expect the Ravens to lose it coming down to the wire. So I got the Titans 23-20.
All right. Yeah, both of us have the Ravens hanging in there with the Titans. We expect it to be a good game, but I just think the Titans are going to come up on top in this. Philadelphia is playing Cleveland. In week 11, the Philadelphia Eagles have 3 wins and are in first place. It is a shame. While the Browns are 6-3 and are in third place. Well, tied for second, technically. If the Browns lose, they'll be 6-4 in third place, and the Eagles will be 4-5-1 in first place. I just don't like this at all. But give me the Browns on this one. I think the Browns will have what it takes to hang on in this game. I think Chubb will have a good game. I think Kareem Hunt will have a good game. I think Jarvis Landry will do well. The Eagles are starting to get their offensive pieces back on offense, but you only put up 17 against the Giants? I guess the Giants have been a better defense than I thought. But still, like, Carson Wentz, he hasn't had the best season. Like, he has 12 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, a little over 2,000 yards. 199 out of 342. The point spread has Cleveland -2.5. Over under's 47. I'd probably take the under on that, just because like both offenses have not been doing well at all. Yeah, both offenses not doing well at all. I think the Browns have combined for 19 points in their last two games. By the way, the Ravens are a 6-point favorite. I forgot to mention their over under. At the under 49.5. I don't like that at all. For the Ravens being a 6-point favorite. They were a 9.5-point favorite last year in the playoffs, and I took that bet. Freaking lost that. Should have bet on the Titans. It could have been a win-win. Either my favorite team wins or I get some money out of it. Anyway, I shouldn't be promoting gambling on this show. But, well, actually, why not? They promote gambling on ESPN and stuff all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead, go for it.
All you hear is money spread or point spread.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. Never mind. It's not about ethics in sports anymore. But anyway, I just think the Browns are a slightly better team than the Eagles. Even though the Eagles got some of their pieces back, they're still a mediocre team to me. Give me the Browns in this one. I think the scoring will be a little bit higher, but I'm going to go with the Browns 20-16.
Right, nice. Keeping it relatively low, I like it. Yeah, these both two. man, let me clear my throat. Whew. Let me take a sip real quick. Yeah, these teams, they've been relatively low scoring the last couple weeks. The Browns, they couldn't get anything going against that horrendous Texans defense, okay? You can't get anything going against that defense. There's no hope for you. I don't care. The Eagles defense is better than the Texans defense. When I say no hope, I mean as far as offensive juggernaut scoring, no hope. Not as in like, you know, no hope with putting up, with getting wins, because they definitely can do that if they stay consistent on the run game. Stefanski, you got to hand it to him, Vincent. He's done a stellar job with this team this year. They are notably well improved based off last year. Hitchens just didn't seem like he had the discipline that this team needed. They were committing bad penalties, especially the infamous one that everybody knows about against Rudolph. And that team, they were just really, really out of sync and all over the place and weren't disciplined at all. So it seems like Stefanski has kind of fixed that culture, made them all mature a little bit better. He actually has a game plan, whereas, you know, he wants to establish the run with Chubb and Hunt because he knows at the end of the day, if you want Baker Mayfield to win you the game, it's not going to happen. you got to have to run Mayfield systematically based off of the run game, not play action. So, Eagles, you know, they got Rager back. Alshon, he's back, but he was on a snap count. Miles Sanders is back. So, Goddard's back. So, you would expect the Eagles to do a little better than they did last week. But since it was their first week back with getting their pieces, I'll give them a little benefit of the doubt. So I'll expect them to perform a little bit better this week offensively with Sanders and Rager and Alshon and Goddard. So I think the Eagles win this one against the Browns.
Only because what's your score?
I'm going to say 15-19 Eagles.
So you think the Browns are going to get like five field goals or like two touchdowns and a 2-point conversion? Or?
So the Browns are going to get a touchdown, right? And then they're going to go scoreless for a long time. And then they're going to go for a 2-point conversion and then try to get the ball back on an onside. And then the Eagles are going to have a touchdown and then another field goal, 10, another field goal, another field goal, another field goal to get them 19.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to mention. I keep forgetting. Dez Bryant, he'll be playing this weekend. Didn't play against the Patriots last week. Played against the Colts the previous week. Only had like two or three snaps on the field. Hopefully, he gets more because we need some more soldiers on the field.
So. Yeah, interested in definitely interested in seeing how he does in his return back to the league.
Well, he's already returned back, but like,
he didn't.
Hopefully he does a little bit more. I'd rather see him than Miles Boykin and Devin Duvernay, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. Also, it's funny that you mentioned those Eagles. You mentioned Goddard and Rager and Sanders and Jeffrey. Those guys weren't even playing 2 weeks ago. It was Greg Ward, Travis Fulgham, Boston Scott, and Richard Rodgers. So a completely an upgraded Eagles lineup, from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that Eagles lineup beat the Giants last time, but they didn't beat the Giants last week.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird, yeah.
I think the Eagles are going to get a disrupt Mayfield because they have a good pass rush. And like I said, Mayfield's not good when you got to make him win the game for you.
Yeah. All right. Next game. Two teams that wear red, white, and blue. The Patriots are playing the Texans. These two teams won their divisions last year, but they're probably not going to win them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting matchup. I think this game is expected to be one of the closer games this weekend. Houston has two wins. They're both against Jacksonville. Patriots are on a two-game winning streak after beating the Jets and the Ravens. Patriots are a 2.5-point favorite. Over-under is 48.5. If I was betting this weekend, I'd take under. The under on that. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Based off of what I saw last week?
The way these two teams have been playing recently? I'd take the under on that. I like the Texans. They're a team that I love to root for some reason. I think it's because DeAndre Hopkins was on that team. He's probably my favorite player in the league. But,
No, he's not.
Kittle's my favorite tight end, but he's not my favorite player.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson has 2,500 yards, with 18 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He's playing exceptional this year. Cam Newton has 3 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, but he has a few rushing touchdowns to his credit, though. Not that aren't showing on here. Damian Harris is starting to look like an RB1 for that team, Carlin.
Yeah, but you saw they activated Michelle off injured reserve, so I don't know if they're going to start splitting carries or what, so I kind of don't want anything to do with that backfield.
Oh, yeah, me either. I mean, if anything, I'd want to do it with Rex Burkhead in terms of pass catching. Seems like he's getting more pass catching attention than James White.
Yeah, I don't know.
You see, this is why we need to be on ESPN or something one day, like, nobody pays attention to that stuff. Jacoby Myers, leading receiver now for the Patriots. Wolford, leading receiver for the Texans, 6 touchdowns, 628 yards on 41 catches.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the I don't know, man. I feel like the Patriots are going to win, but if they win, it's going to be like an ugly win. It, like it's going to be, they're not going to win in the most perfect form.
Mm-hmm.
Houston gives me no confidence in them. They've played 9 games and they've only beaten Jacksonville twice. I don't like that. I mean, considering they played some talented teams, but still. Give me the Texans at home on this one. Give me the Texans 23-20.
Woo!
Woo! Yep.
All right. I mean, I like the Texans as much as the next guy. Deshaun Watson is probably my favorite QB in the league. I watched him playing championship games when he was at Clemson, so I've just kind of really liked his journey and what he's did so far. I won't forget the first game he started in place of Tom Savage, where at the beginning, Bill O'Brien was going to start Tom Savage the course.
So he did. Well, he did start him, and
he was trying to commit to Tom Savage for the season. Is what I'm saying. And it wasn't going to work out. So once he saw how bad Savage was, Watson declared the starter. He played the Bengals, had a pretty iconic run, and ever since then, his career, it took off. I mean, he was on pace to shatter every rookie passing record until he tore his ACL. I think it was his ACL, right?
Yeah, ACL. He tore his ACL.
Yeah,
he tore his ACL during practice.
Yeah, how unfortunate. So
I was mad.
Yeah, because he was especially for fantasy fans, he was top 3. So really like what Watson has progressed into. Sad that Bill O'Brien did what he did to that organization and left him with what he left him with, without the top 2-3 receiver in the league. But he's making the most of what he has, and it seems like the team has been playing better collectively as a group ever since Bill O'Brien's departure. But even with all that being said, brought up Newton, I think it's important to note that his last 2 starts, he hasn't turned the ball over, which is very key, because he was doing too much of that early on, which is when, you just named, he has more interceptions than passing touchdowns. So I don't see him turning the ball over against this Texans defense. They're just simply not good enough. So as long as I see Newton not turning the ball over, I think Belichick's going to do what he's got to do to be able to secure the win. So I got the Patriots winning this game 14-10.
All right. Next game on the list, Carwin. Nice to see more afternoon games than last week. Oh, my goodness. Pittsburgh's playing Jacksonville. I'll tell you what, Jacksonville surprised a lot of people last week with their close game with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, definitely shouldn't have gone down like it did.
It shouldn't have, especially if you took the over on that game.
Yep.
Steelers 10.5-point favorite. Yeah.
That's good. That's pretty low.
I wouldn't take that.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but I still, like, it wouldn't be shocking if they won by 10+.
Yeah, the way they beat the Bengals last week, I wasn't expecting that game to go down like that.
I expect the Bengals. I look at the Bengals as a better team than the Jaguars.
Yeah, me too. I feel like the Bengals have a much better offense. They just need to work on their defense, but, like, I feel like they have the offensive talent to do some stuff. It didn't help that Joe Mixon wasn't there, who's also on IR, a.k.a. Yeah. Pick up Giovanni Bernard in your fantasy leagues. The guy catches the ball.
If you can't get Bernard, get P-Ron. He's playing his former team, revenge game. You heard it here.
Over-under is 46.5. I really don't feel like I need to explain this. I think James Robinson has the better game, though, between the 2 running backs.
Yeah. But I don't know. It'll be tough, though.
But give me the Steelers on this one, 30-17.
Dang. You're being generous. 30-17. All right, mate.
You think that's being generous? I mean, they scored 20 last week. I mean, I hope Pittsburgh kicks. I hope Pittsburgh kicks ass. I have their defense, so I'm hoping Luton throws a couple of pick sixes.
Yeah, Luton garbage. I'm sorry. I told y'all if we saw him do good against the Texans, don't get wrapped up in that because the Texans are bad on defense. You saw what he did against Green Bay, so I think Luton is crouton or whatever he is coming back to earth. And I think that Steelers defense is going to torment him. I don't see him, unless they get like a pick, the Jags defense get a special teams touchdown or a pick six or Robinson gets a screen pass. I don't think Luton's throwing a TD against him.
I'm calling it now. Could, what? Minka Fitzpatrick getting a pick six against Luton. I'm calling it right now.
It is. I mean, if he's struggling against Green Bay's defense, who's like ranked in the 20s against the pass, I mean, I don't think he's going to do well against the Steelers defense. So,
yeah.
I have the Steelers winning this one 31-10.
Okay. That's not a bad score. That's not a bad score at all. Yeah. Next up is Cincinnati and Washington. We just talked about Samaje Perine. Current Bengals backup running back as Joe Mixon's out, so Javon Bernard is going to be starting. Samaje Perine is a former Redskin or Washington football team player. Redskins are favored to win this game now. -1.5. Over-under is 47. Would you take the over-under on that game?
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'll take the over.
Really? You think the Redskins will... Well, I guess Cincinnati doesn't really have a good defense.
Yeah, I got to stop underestimating the Redskins offense because ever since Alex Smith has been at the helm, I just keep counting them out offensively. But he roared back against the Lions and they put some points up on the board. So, and the Bengals defense is not much better or worse than the Lions defense. So, I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't be able to do it against the Bengals defense and the Redskins defense. Isn't that much? The Redskins defense is.
Well, they had the number one ranked pass defense.
Who?
The Redskins.
No way.
At least in fantasy, they did.
I'm pretty sure.
In fantasy, they did. They had number one pass defense.
I'm pretty sure.
Until Marvin Jones and Marvin Hall was kicking their ass, but.
I thought the Colts and the Steelers had the number one pass defense, but anyways, like we just said, I mean, I saw what Stafford did shorthanded last week. So if he can do that, I think Burrow can have a good game against the Redskins defense. So yeah. That's why I can see it being a little more high scoring than the predictions are giving it credit for. So I'll take the over on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Bengals beating the Redskins this game. I think the Bengals are gonna close in on 30. So yeah, the Bengals 30, 27 Redskins.
Wow,
which I think is what the score was last week for the Lions, wasn't it?
Yeah, 30-27.
Yeah, never mind, 30-23 Redskins.
Wow, you only think the Bengals can put up 23 on the Redskins?
No, I was saying Bengals 30-23.
Oh, you said Redskins.
After oh,
you
said did the I?
Score, so, yeah.
Whoops, sorry. Yeah, Bengals 30-23.
Yeah, is the Shazer Everett? Oh no, I'm thinking of Deshaun Elliott. Those names are so similar.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, D Hop might not play for Washington. He's questionable. Hopkins? Yeah, Dustin Hopkins, not DeAndre.
Oh. I was like, what is it? These are the Cardinals.
No, because remember, Redskins, they have a D-Hop as well.
Yeah, they do, but he's not better than the D-Hop we know.
Yeah. You know Terry McLaurin has 4 straight games with 7 catches?
Yeah, I know. He's he's not that good. So I hate to break it to you.
Yes, he is.
But now I'm playing. Yeah, he's good. He's a lot better than I was giving him credit for. I didn't expect him to keep up this production with the different quarterback switches he's going through. So I got to give it to him. He's doing a lot better than I expected him to do, and I don't really see him slowing down against the Bengals.
Me either.
With McLaurin, Gibson, and McKissick, I think the Redskins can put up some points against the Bengals, and the Bengals are going to be able to retaliate. I can see it. It's going to be a good game, Vincent. Tune in.
27. 30, 27. 33-27. Alex Smith looked pretty good last week. At the beginning, he didn't, but, like, I don't know. Hey, if J.D. McKissick's available in your lineup, please pick him up. In your fantasy waiver wire, please pick him up. The guy's going to have, like, 10 catches this game or something. Like him and Giovanni Bernard are going to get catches.
Yeah, I guess this Watkins being out is a blessing in disguise. I'll just throw Bernard in there in place of him.
That's not nice.
What? What you mean?
You said Watkins being out is a blessing.
No, it doesn't mean it's not a blessing. I wish him the best. I hope he does
no,
well.
No, you don't. You want him to come back week 17. You want him to come back week 17.
No, because I was going to start him, so.
He wasn't going to do anything besides get hurt again.
Maybe, but I think maybe this was fantasy's way of telling me I should have put Bernard in, so that's what I'm doing.
Yep.
We'll see.
All right, next we got the Redskins opponent from last week, the Detroit Lions, playing against the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are kind of banged up. They're not sure if Teddy Bridgewater is going to play. Christian McCaffrey's not playing. But the Lions are, you know, they're kind of down bad as well. They're not going to have Amendola. They're not going to have Galladay. They're not going to have DeAndre Swift either. So,
yeah, both banged.
Why is it that every time I click on, like, Detroit Lions for, like, an over-under or a spread, I never see, like, their spread or over-under? It is so weird.
Yeah, probably because I feel like the last couple times we tried to do it, there was no – they probably didn't want to give one without knowing the injuries because, like, remember Matt Stafford was going through some stuff, and now this week – Galladay's out, Amendola's out, and then Swift is out. So, I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to determine which is the best numbers to put on there, barring all these injuries.
Yeah. But with all that being said, I got Carolina winning this game. If Bridgewater plays. If Bridgewater doesn't play, I'll give the advantage to the Lions. But give me Panthers. If Bridgewater plays, give me Panthers 24-20, and then if Bridgewater doesn't play, give me the Lions 27-23. 27-20. I don't know how good PJ Walker would do if Bridgewater doesn't play. We only got to see a little bit of PJ Walker. So XFL, good guy.
Wait, you've seen PJ Walker play?
Yeah, I seen him play in the XFL.
Was he any good?
He was decent. He probably would have been the MVP.
MVP?
Mm-hmm. He was that good. That's how he earned a spot, because of his performance in the XFL.
Was he better than Cardale Jones?
Is Cardale Jones even on a team?
I think he's in the XFL, right?
I'm talking about, is he on an NFL team?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he probably wasn't better than Cardale Jones in college, but we're talking about, you know, the NFL.
Yeah, but I didn't know if he outperformed Cardale in the XFL or not. That's what I was saying.
I'm not sure.
But, the Lions definitely dealing with their fair share of injuries, losing starting wide receivers with Galladay and Amendola. They both start alongside Jones Jr., so losing two. They're three starting wide receivers.
They still got Hockenson now.
Yeah, and then they're losing their newly claimed found starting running back in Swift, who was being a rotational guy, but they committed to getting more touches the last few weeks. So finally, he's finally establishing a role, and now he's hurt. They're starting new starting running back. So sorry, but I mean, they still got Johnson and Peterson, so I think they'll serve pretty well in his place. And, this game really depends on if Bridgewater plays or not, because I think the Lions are too decimated, really, to overcome it. And the Panthers, they have an underrated offense. They have a really good three-headed wide receiver group, and Anderson, DJ, and Curtis, and Mike Davis fills in pretty well for McCaffrey. So, I got the Panthers winning this one, 27-23.
All right, yeah, Mike Davis has played a lot better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just like the fantasy in me saying that.
Just made a list.
Yeah. The Saints are playing the Falcons this weekend. I really thought Jameis Winston was going to be the starting quarterback this weekend, but it's actually going to be Taysom Hill. If you're in an ESPN fantasy league, do yourself a favor and pick up Taysom Hill and start him at tight end, because he can start at tight end for you. Yeah. Can you not hear me?
Made you cut out.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, the Saints are playing the Falcons, and let me just say, I'm surprised that Jameis Winston is going to be starting, or he's going to be on the bench in favor of Taysom Hill. Jameis Winston had over 5,000 passing yards last year. I know he had over 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, but I feel like he's the guy you have to start instead of Taysom Hill, who's had, like, I think 10 completed passes in his career. Like, that's insane. Like, Taysom Hill is used as a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end. He used to be a kick returner at one point. The guy did everything. He was that, like, high school-type super back player where he did, like, everything on both sides of the ball, except Taysom Hill doesn't play defense. But I feel like the Falcons aren't getting the credit and love that they should get for this game, as the Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. Well, I guess it's not too bad. Over-under is 49. Would you take the over in that game? I'd take the over if Jameis was Winston, but I think I'd take the under if Taysom was Winston.
Yeah. Well, but I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, because with the speed Taysom has, he can be a big dual threat. You know, mm-hmm. Really keep the defense on their toes.
He'll be the white Kyler Murray
if he is better as a passer than we're giving him credit for. If he's going to be too one dimensional, then they're not really probably going to do too much. So I'm going to say Taysom has the first half to show something to Sean Payton. And I think if Taysom ends up, you know, playing bad and isn't moving the offense, like, I can see him throwing Jameis there to try and provide a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to have two starting quarterbacks in my lineup in fantasy this week.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Enjoy it now, because it won't happen next week. But anyway.
Yeah. All I need is this week, and then I'm good as gold.
Yeah.
That's all I need is this week. Yeah. Imagine being second in points scored here in fifth place. Just
I don't know what happens. Anything I feel, being in third, fourth place, I don't want to be in no fourth place. Deserve to be higher.
But you're not a fourth in point score. You're probably like fifth.
I know, but still, like. The Saints, they got Thomas back 3 weeks removed from injury, so maybe he'll get more reps and be healthier, and Taysom can find him. And Kamara, he's always a huge playmaker. He said and Dalvin Cook are candidates for Offensive Player of the Year, so that way you give a reward to somebody that's not a quarterback. So then the Falcons, they also are pretty explosive. So they'll bring you down to the wire. They may not win the game. They may fall.
Ridley.
But
Ridley's coming back.
Yeah, and Ridley's playing. Like, the Falcons, they may not win the game for some reason, but they'll take you down to the wire on points and won't give you an easy win. So they need to make sure that they're responding to the Falcons' pace of scoring. And that's the best way that they're going to be able to win the game. And I think the Saints, they also, their defense isn't bad. As you saw them do against Tom Brady, they have some good defensive talent. So it wouldn't be surprising me if they were able to slow the Falcons' offense down. But I can see this being a high scoring game, considering the potential of both offenses, them having all those playmakers. I can see it being a high scoring game. So. I got the Saints winning, though, still, even though Jameis won't be the QB, because, like I said, Sean Payton doesn't play those turnovers. Maybe Jameis was showing a lot of turnovers in practice that Sean Payton wasn't liking. So as long as Jameis can clean up those turnovers, then he's not going to be able to take over for Drew Brees for his remaining time out with injury. Unless Taysom does even worse than him at turning the ball over. But I got the Saints winning this 31-28.
Yeah, I got the Falcons winning this one 31-24.
Whoa.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I got the Falcons winning this one.
You know, they know the Saints were very well coached on offense. Sean Payton know what he's doing. Man.
Yeah, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 last year. So I mean, just because Drew Brees isn't playing doesn't mean the Saints are gonna like have a bad turnaround. But no, I just believe in the Falcons this week. I like the Falcons.
Okay.
I like the Falcons. They're my favorite team in that division.
As long as Julio does something, I care less.
Matt Ryan's my favorite quarterback.
What? Stop it.
That's my favorite quarterback.
Why?
Because he's saved me in fantasy a couple times. That's my favorite quarterback.
Oh my goodness. Ew. That's the quarterback.
That's my favorite quarterback.
How's your favorite?
Than Lamar?
Yeah, how's not Lamar?
Just because Lamar plays on my favorite team doesn't mean he's going to be my favorite quarterback.
Yeah, I guess not.
Go ahead.
Nah, you go ahead.
I was going to say, just like how Giancarlo Stanton plays on my least favorite team, but he's my favorite baseball player, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I like Kyler and Deshaun Watson. I'd say those are probably my two favorite quarterbacks, especially like just when I've looked at how much they've helped me throughout this year. They've grown on me a lot, so I got to get
this. Who's your favorite running back?
It used to be Elliott, but I don't know now. I don't know
who mine is.
Like, even though he's doing bad, like, I just still, like, really like Elliott. He just seems like, you know, cool guy that will be around, fun, runs hard. And just when you see him and Dak, like, they have a really good relationship off the field. So it just seems like that kind of guy that, you know, you and I can hang out with. And I remember watching him at Ohio State when he would, you know, tear apart defenses and, you know, turn his jersey into a crop top. And he took the league by storm as a rookie, leading in rushing. So just watching Elliott throughout the years, I'm kind of, you know, he's grown on me. So, yeah, I'll probably give Elliott the lead for a favorite running back.
Okay. Next game is Miami and Denver. This is going to be we're not going to get cute here game for the week. Either that or the Chargers and Jets game. But, like, the Dolphins, I feel like they're going to beat the hell out of the Broncos. I keep disrespecting the Broncos every week, but, like, I'm just not giving them any credit.
You give the Broncos too much credit.
Okay, so, I mean, what? Wait, because I had Oakland beating them last week.
Yeah, no, but, like, every time when we...
I thought they were going to score more points.
On. All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Not as far as like them beating a team. I'm just saying, like, you sometimes overestimate like their offense, because whenever we talk about them playing a team and I give them a low score, you pump up their offensiveness and like say, well, no, like you were right that one week just because it was the Falcons, but when I was telling you, like, man, just Drew Lock, I don't know. You kind of know, you try to reassure me that they're going to score. Just like when we did the Broncos and Raiders, you thought they were going to go over 50. But I tell you not.
Well, they almost did. They were at 49.
Yeah, because of the Raiders.
His Raiders put 36.
Yeah, so. I mean, like the Broncos, hey. They do got talents. Just like, I don't know, maybe it's coaching or what it is. Because, I mean, like, we've seen spurts of great moments from Locke. So he just needs to put it together consistently. And Judy is good. Seems like a very promising rookie receiver with a bright future. You know, Sutton's hurt for the year. Deshaun, he catches a touchdown every now and then. Fant's a good tight end. They lost another good tight end that was playing behind Fant. So, you know, the Broncos, they've had to deal with a little bit of injuries. But then again, what teams aren't? There's a lot of teams throughout the league that have had to deal with injuries too. So the Broncos aren't on their own in that department, you know, Vincent.
Yeah. But I'm surprised the Dolphins are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I would expect them to be bigger.
Like six, yeah. I feel like 6.5, 7.5.
Right, but
more appropriate.
I'm just going to assume that's because they're not fully sold on Tua's offensive points because, you know, the Dolphins lead the league in points scored for their defense. So it's probably.
Yeah, and I think Brett Rypien is playing. So
I saw an update that Locke was going to play.
He might. Maybe that's why the spread's not as big.
Yeah.
But I still got the Dolphins in this
one. Yeah, I would take the point spread on that. I think the Dolphins are winning more than 3.
Yeah, I think so, too. The over-under is 46. I'd rather bet the spread on this one.
Yeah. But I'm going to do a – I'm going to say Miami pulls this out, and they win 30 to 20.
I got Dolphins 30-17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's better than how they did last week for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. 37-12. God, that's an ugly score.
Right.
Next up, we have the Jets and the Chargers. Not going to really take too much time to explain this one, even though the Jets almost won against the Patriots the last time they played. Joe Flacco is going to play this week, but I think the following week, Sam Darnold is going to play. But give me Justin Herbert and the Chargers on this one. They're favored by 9.5. Over-under is 46.5. I'd probably take the over on that one, considering Joe Flacco's playing. I feel like him and Perriman and Crowder can have some good games.
Yeah, that's together. What I'm saying.
But give me the Chargers in this one. I'm gonna say 37. Well, they probably don't even need to put up that many points. Give me the Chargers 37-24 Chargers.
Dang, that high scoring?
Yeah. That high scoring, yes. Give me 37-24 Chargers.
All right. Yeah, the Jets are getting some offensive talent back. They were a delightful surprise against the Patriots.
They almost won.
Yeah, but I'm gonna caution people. Don't get too ahead of yourself betting on the Chargers to win, because I definitely would. But don't be surprised if you saw them lose, because the Chargers are notorious for losing these games that they.
They're the AFC Falcons.
That they should be winning. Like, the Chargers, every single game this year, they've lost on one possession. And like half of them, they held the lead. So, I don't know.
17-point lead.
I don't know why the Chargers keep giving up leads. Like, the game is always there for the taking, and they just can't close. So, I can see the Chargers getting a huge lead on the Jets, and then, you know, here comes Flacco throwing bombs to Perriman and Denzel Mims, and then next thing you know, it's a game-winning field goal and the Chargers lost. But yeah, hopefully
it's a possibility.
Yeah, but yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. The Chargers' defense also isn't even as good as we would think. It's better, but it's really not as good as we thought, because they keep, like we said, they keep losing leads and getting scored on when it matters the most. So, but I think Bosa not being there was an impact on that, and I think it said he's coming back so this week. So hopefully we see an improvement in their defense, but probably not this week right away. So, but nonetheless, I got the Chargers winning 35-20.
You're talking about me being at that high score. Yeah, but, you got a high score.
Yeah, too. But I'm not going to get the Jets more than 20, though.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll tell you what, this game's going to be an interesting one. Green Bay's playing Indianapolis. This game can go either
under,
way.
And I think it's 51 over under. I'll take the under.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. I'm not starting Aaron Rodgers this week. I'm starting Justin Herbert just because he has a better matchup.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like they struggled against the Jags, and the Jags defense is nowhere near as good as the Colts defense, which is top 3 in the league, especially as far as passing goes. I think if you're gonna get anything on the Colts, you're gonna want to run the ball, but
their offense is so inconsistent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. The Colts' offense is consistent, and they have a good defense. So, with that being said, they got a good defense, and the offense is consistent, and they're stopping Green Bay, right? And they're getting the ball back. The offense is going to struggle, and then the game is going to be low scoring, you know? So, that's why I would take the under on a 51-point margin, because even if the game is like 25-21, that's still under, and that's like a mid, you know, scoring game. So I don't see any of these teams hitting in the 30s. So, but I do think that Indianapolis, because Devontae is going to be playing hurt, and then you also got Lazard.
They're still playing.
Yeah,
well,
and then you also got Lazard coming back with a core muscle injury, so it's going to be challenging.
Lazard's a lot better than St. Brown.
Yeah, so it's going to be challenging for Green Bay to pull it off. Rivers, he has to play like he has the last couple weeks. It's not against the Ravens, but against the Titans and I think the Lions. So you just don't know what Rivers you're going to get on any Sunday. So if Rivers can play well along with that defense, then the Lions are going to win. And no, Green Bay.
Michael Pittman better have a good game.
Yeah, and Green Bay's defense isn't anything to write home about. So I think Rivers has the potential to do it. So that's why I think I'm going to have to. Nah, never mind. Because Rodgers and his offense, they're just too hard to bet against. So I'm going to do Rodgers and Devontae beating the Colts 25-21.
I don't really care what happens with this game. I just hope Jonathan Taylor has a horrible game.
You playing against him?
Yeah, I'm playing against him and Devontae Adams. So I hope they both have bad
games.
Whoa.
Well, I have Devontae and I'm playing against him. So I want him to do mid. Like, give me like 18. That's not too, that's good for me and not too devastating to play again.
Oh, I'm in a situation where I have Darren Waller in one league and then Darren Waller, I'm playing against him. So, like, I'm scared I'm going to be in a position where, like, I need him to score a certain amount of points to win, but I might need him to score a certain amount of points for me to win in another league. So, I'm hoping it doesn't come down to that.
Right.
But we'll see. That's what I hate. That's what's bad about playing in multiple leagues, you know?
Sure.
Just when you have a player on one team and then you're playing against them in another in the same week. But nonetheless, give me the Packers in this one. Give me them 27-20. I see this game going on.
Yeah.
I think Rodgers will have a point where he like struggles for a little bit, but I think he'll find a way to. I don't think he's gonna have a game like he had against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no.
I won't go that far. But I think he will.
Yeah,
struggle.
I can see him having like almost a duplicate of what he had against the Jags to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Dallas is playing Minnesota. This game's the 4:25 game on Fox. I'll tell you what, Dallas gets so many primetime games, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, this isn't even primetime, but this is like the national game of the week, if you will.
Yeah.
Even though both teams made the playoffs last year, so it's understandable.
Wait, no, right? Dallas didn't Dallas make the playoffs. Philadelphia made it, remember? Not Dallas.
Oh, Dallas didn't. Oh, okay, I'm thinking of the year before then.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Nah, they didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, Dallas could have made it, but they freaking choked.
Yeah.
Minnesota's a 7-point favorite. I would actually take that spread. I think they can win by more than 7.
Yeah.
I think Dalvin Cook's gonna run all over them.
Yeah, me too. But call me crazy, I got the Vikings losing this game. Yep, I said it. Watch it happen. Because think about it, Dallas going
tell me why
time without a win. So time they're due for a win. And what better for it to come then against the red hot Vikings offense with the Russian champion Dalvin Cook. You know, sometimes big upsets happen when you're least expecting it, Vincent, and nobody's expecting them to upset this team, just like nobody's expecting them to almost upset the Steelers. So watch the Cowboys win this game, and they're getting Dalton back. So I'm gonna say the Cowboys win this game 28-27. Oh yeah, I said it.
Three weeks ago, the Vikings were 1-5. I said they had three division games, three important division games coming up against Green Bay, Detroit, and Chicago. They've won all three of those games. They are not losing tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening to this. They are not losing to the Cowboys. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's possible, but Dallas doesn't even have a home win yet, but or an away win. But no, Dalvin's gonna run all over them.
He might, but everything's set up for Dallas to win if they do win, because they're getting Dalton back. They had a bye week to get fresh, get right mentally, get some new plays calling, people get healthy. The defense has kind of stepped up recently.
Justin Jefferson's going to burn them. Remember, Trevon Diggs is not
going to play. Yeah, like, well, like I said, I mean, like 27-28, that's kind of a high-scoring game. That's going over the over. So I think I can see it being that kind of game, because you still got Coop, Lamb, Gallup. Elliott is still Elliott. No, Vincent, watch. You're going to be surprised once they win.
Because in Dalton, when he played against the Cardinals, they only put up 10 points. When they played against the Redskins, they only put up 3 points.
Yeah, I know, but
they're not doing shit.
Oh, but you got also got to remember, they're getting some offensive linemen back too. Remember I said that bye week is big. So
it's big. Ezekiel Elliott's numbers won't be. Please excuse the slip up on my show.
What are you talking?
I try not to swear on this show. I just said the Cowboys aren't going to do shit.
And you did it again.
That's all right. FCC doesn't run this show. They don't pay me to have this show. I do. I don't even pay. I don't even get paid for this show. I just do it for the fun of it. Anyway, my point is the Vikings are going to win this game 30-17.
All right. When they win, I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to text you and say, I told you so.
You can text me all you want. I'm still going to be watching the game. But the Vikings, Dalvin Cook's going to get 3 touchdowns.
I think Dalvin will go for 135 and 2 touchdowns. He'll have 26 carries for 135 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then he'll have 3 catches for 40 yards.
That actually sounds pretty accurate. I feel like Alex Mattison will get into this game a little bit too. Yeah. All right, we're moving on to the primetime games. Kansas City's playing Oakland.
Ready for
Oakland? I'm not, because I'll be freaking working. But whatever.
One in the 70s.
Yeah, I would take the over in this one. The over under. What's the over
57? Under this one?
I think. Yeah, it's 57. Yeah, it's 57. I do not like the point spread though. I don't like the Chiefs being favored by 7.5.
They lost.
They barely beat the
Patriots. They lost against the Raiders last time. How are you gonna make them the favorites by that much?
Because they're just that good, Carmen. You can't look at previous matchups and be like, oh, we're gonna make the point spread 3 now.
Yeah, but like I could see, I'm not disagreeing with them being favored still, because I'll favor them still too. But like when you just even if you don't take away that game, like you just said, they struggled against had a close game with the Panthers. So I'm not gonna bet them to win by 7.5.
Mm-mm. But I think last time the Chiefs were favored by 9.5. I think. But yeah, the Raiders put up 40 on him. They won 40-32.
And even if you look at it the way you're looking at it, let's take away their last matchup, right? The Raiders have still been a good team, surprisingly. So
yeah, they were 3-2 when they won that game. They're 6-3 now. So they won 4 out of 5. Raiders are red hot right now. Who did they lose to? They lost to Tampa Bay.
Didn't they lose to the Patriots earlier in the season?
They did. They got their asses whooped, but that was like week 2 or 3. And they played a tight game against the Bills, too. So they beat Denver 37-12. They beat Kansas City they beat Los Angeles Chargers 31-26. They beat Cleveland 16-6, but that was a bad weather game. Week before, they lost 45-20. But the Chiefs, they've won. They've put up 33, 35, 43, 26. That Chiefs offense is still going to be there. But give me the Chiefs in this one. Give me the Chiefs 37-33. I think the Raiders can hang in there with them. But I think this time the Raiders will come up on the short end of the stick. Give me the Chiefs on this one. Even if Sammy Watkins doesn't play.
It's going to be a high-scoring game. If you want to see some points, definitely tune into this game. The Raiders, they have a good rushing attack. The Chiefs, as you know, got Mahomes, who's the favorite for MVP this year again. and they just have too many weapons to be able for you to just focus and on stopping one, because then you're going to leave another weapon open. Hill, Kelsey, Mecole Hardman's playing this game, Robinson, they just got weapons and speed all over the field. And then you add in there Edwards-Helaire and Bell, who are good pass catching backs as well. The Chiefs are going to be a very hard task when it comes to stopping them. So I think the Chiefs are going to pull this one out, and I got them winning. Yeah, I got them winning 40 to 31.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna go with the over on this one, no matter what. I don't know. I hate prime time games. I hate betting on them, and I hate them with my fantasy players.
At least it's not a Thursday night game.
Oh, I'd have been pissed. I'm mad that the Cardinals Seahawks game was up there. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they were glad, because when you look at it, they're not playing this Sunday, and it's going to run into Thanksgiving. They'll be able to celebrate Thanksgiving and then play.
Yeah. All right, Carwin. The Rams are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, I would not be surprised if the Rams won this game, to be quite honest with you.
Brady doesn't do good under pressure. We've seen it all season. The Rams are really good at creating pressure.
But with all that being said, I still think I was about to say the Patriots. I still think the Buccaneers are going to win this game, though. Over-under is 48.5. I'd probably take the over on that one. Actually, I don't know. Rams aren't the best on offense. And, like, I don't know. Tampa Bay, they played on Sunday night a couple weeks ago, and they got their asses whooped. Point spread's -4 Tampa. But, like, we got to see them put up damn near 50 on Carolina. So, but give me the Panthers on this one. I'm gonna say 27.
You said the Panthers.
20. Yeah. Did I say the Panthers? The Buccaneers. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the Panthers because the Buccaneers played the Panthers last week.
But yeah, I got the Rams on this one. 26. Yeah.
Really?
Like I said, Brady's not doing good under pressure. I mean, you're gonna have to stop Donald. Who better creating pressure than Donald? Brady, he's just not mobile enough to be able to escape the pressure. He's going to have to do some quick passes. And the Rams, they have the secondary to also stop that. You know, they got Ramsey, he's going to be on Mike. It's got Antonio Brown still. But him and Brady are still developing that chemistry. And then you got Godwin and Gronk. So they can counter it for sure. They have the weapons and the potential and the talent to do that. But it's going to come down to Brady, how Brady's going to do against that pressure. And then the Rams, their running game has been pretty good with Malcolm Brown, Henderson. And they said that Akers is going to see a bigger role this upcoming Sunday. So maybe he's progressing better as a runner, something that us on the outside aren't seeing, that they're seeing in practice. So Goff, he's going to have to. And the Buccaneers defense has kind of been more beatable recently in recent weeks. They haven't been as tough and impenetrable as they were early on.
Well, they won 46-23. They lost 38-3. I guess I see where you're saying with the Giants. They barely won on Monday Night Football. 25-20. The Giants could have won that game. They beat the Vegas Raiders 45-20. They beat the Packers 38-10. So yeah, I can understand they got their asses whooped by the Saints and they barely beat them on Monday night. So I can see where you're coming from with the Rams winning this game. I don't give enough.
Yeah, because the Rams can be kind of unpredictable too. Because
their offense bores the heck out of them.
Because sometimes the offense cannot do anything.
I just can't watch the Rams game, bro. I get bored watching.
Sometimes their offense was. Would everybody wanted to replicate their offense after when McVay was the first year head coach for them? Their offense was like the highest scoring in the league.
Like remember when they played the Chiefs on that Monday night game when it was 54-51? I wish the Rams had that offense with Cooks and Gurley, along with Woods and Cooper Kupp. Who is the tight end? Was it Higbee still?
Or was
it
Everett? No,
or was it someone else?
That was, what, 3 years ago? Yeah, I don't remember their roster 3 years ago. They had Watkins 3 years ago, too.
No, this was 2 years ago. This was the year that the Chiefs... No, this was the year that the Rams made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wasn't...
No, Watkins was on the Chiefs.
But remember when Watkins was on the Rams? I could have sworn that was that year.
He was on the Rams, but he wasn't on that Rams team that played in that Monday night game. Watkins was on the other side.
All right then. But yeah. So I can see the Rams beating the Bucks, I think. Woods and Kupp are gonna get open. They're gonna establish a running game. Everett and Higbee are very good tight ends. They're quick and agile, so yeah, I think the Rams are going to come away with the win, and I think the Bucks, like I said, Brady's not going to do well under pressure. He's going to see himself fall behind and try to come back. It's going to be too little too late. So I got the Rams winning this one 23-20.
All right, that's fair. Yes. Hey, do you ever watch First Take? Oh, I got the Buccaneers. I already did.
I don't remember. Can you say it one more time for me?
Yeah. I can't remember what the
score was. You sure you said it?
I can't remember. Give me the Buccaneers 30-20 or 23, okay. Something like that. No, I still think the Buccaneers can score. You know, AB's starting to get developed in that system. He had a much better game last week than he did in his debut.
But I got a question for you, though, the host. There's three games. Out of all the games, you could pick three that you can watch. What would those three be? Not counting the Sunday, not counting the prime time games, just because those are available to everybody.
Well, I'm going to eliminate the Ravens because that's going to be available. I'm going to eliminate the Redskins because that game's going to be available. I'm going to eliminate the Cowboys Vikings because that game's going to be available. But if I could watch any of the three, I'd have to pick the ones that are going to be involved with my fantasy the most. So give me the Chargers and the Jets because I got Herbert. Give me the Falcons and the Saints because I got two quarterbacks going in that game. One of them's a tight end spot. And then the last one, probably, give me the Redskins and the... Actually, not, because I can already see them play. It's not really giving me much to choose from. I guess from an entertainment standpoint, I love watching Miami play. I love watching them play. But I guess... I don't know, because, I'm trying to think of, who...
Mine's going to be Miami.
I'm going against Jonathan Taylor. But, all right, give me Miami and Denver, just because I love watching Miami play. I can care less about Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with the Miami game, the Saints-Falcons game, and the Green Bay game. Because the Miami game, I got Jakeem. I want to see what he's going to do. And then this one.
Yeah, me too. And I got
Saints-Falcons. Taysom, got him going in the league. And then Thomas, I want to see what he's going to do. And then I also got Julio. And then Green Bay, Devontae. And I think that's it. I also would like to see Chargers too, because I got Ballage going in the league, and then also Keenan Allen. So.
Yeah, where was this Kalen Ballage at when he was with Miami? I feel like Ballage wasn't this good in Miami. He felt like he had one good game, but after that, he just wasn't doing all that good. But remember, he was playing behind Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, but you also remember at that point they were in a rebuild mode, so their team was way past.
I hope Malcolm Perry can get some more reps, man. I love seeing guys out of Maryland. I don't know if he's from Maryland, but he played at a college in Maryland. You know, in our county, Annapolis, the Naval Academy. I'd love to see him play well. I was going to ask you, Carwin, I kind of wanted to do a segment, a top five segment. You know what Stephen A. does? He does, his top five teams. He'll be number five. Why? Because of this guy and this guy.
Yeah, we can start doing that. at the end of them or something.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Vincent, thanks again for having me. Always fun.
Only
all right, go ahead. It's
your show. I want you. I'm just kidding.
But yeah,
no,
go ahead. Okay. End it off.
Yeah. All right, Carwin, thank you so much for being on the show for, I think, the fifth or sixth week in a row now. I can't wait to see how
we gotta start. I gotta start taking record of these because I'd be forgetting.
Well, I post all these every time, so you can listen to them wherever you want. Yeah, so I listen to these all the time while I'm at work.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Because we're allowed to, like, have headphones and stuff, so, like, instead of listening to music, I listen to these. I listen to our episodes, like, all the time, just to, like, pass the time.
They're good episodes, aren't they?
They are. I love them because, like, I love having a conversation with someone about sports. Like, I don't like talking to myself about sports. Like, you know, like, that's why, like, me and you, we're in two fantasy leagues together, but we're always helping each other out.
Yeah. Hopefully we can be in more together next year.
Yeah. Yeah. If a spot opens up in a couple of leagues that I'm in, I'll definitely, you know, let you know and fill you in.
Yeah.
But all right. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Carwin. Thank you to everyone that was listening to this. Everybody have a blessed day.
Yeah, and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Ravens. In case we don't do the podcast before what?
Oh, can you do the podcast on Tuesday or Wednesday possibly? Since there's
we'll talk about it. One of those 2 days is fine because I'm off Wednesday, so all maybe. Right. Yeah. So yeah. All right. Until then, you guys. All right. All right. Bye, guys.
All right.